At about 3:20 p.m. this afternoon, reports started spreading that police were moving in to remove the tent encampment that had been set up over the past week in front of Albany's South Street station on Arch Street. Sirens filled the air as I tried to make my way over to see what was happening. So what's happening right now? That's all I need to know.
We're asking everyone to move to Grand Street and more.
Okay, but what's happening back in here with the encampment?
We moved everybody out of the area, and so we're going to open back up the street and station.
Moved up to Grand Street as the officers demanded, I found a large crowd of very angry protesters facing off against at least four dozen APD officers and state police troopers in full riot gear with batons. No badges or identification were in evidence on any of the police on hand. We started trying to get a sense of what had happened. The scene was tense, with many in tears. Can I ask when this started?
I have no idea, sir. I just got here.
Okay.
So, as you can see behind the police line right here, they are now removing. They're removing the tent and
things. Samira, Gambino,
Gino Lexington.
Yes. In the garage.
How many people did they?
My daughter had called me at like 3:17 and just said that that they were telling them they had 15 minutes or something to get out. That she heard that they had riot gear. I came down. I got here around 3:40. When I got here, they were already marching in the riot gear, and people were crying and screaming and just telling me that, like, my daughter had been taken to the police station. She had been arrested. I've tried to ask police officers where she is. They won't tell me where she is. So that's where we are right now.
And can you just tell me your first and your last name and the name of your daughter?
My name is Tracy Sangari. My daughter is Samira Sangari. There were other people that were arrested too.
And you knew that your daughter, they've been out here roughly for 5 days. What was the communication back and forth between you and your daughter as she was out here protesting?
We had just been, my husband and I have been coming down and sitting with them in some of the evenings just to support them because we support the end of police violence and we supported their peaceful protest.
Okay, so for now, just waiting.
Yes.
But haven't heard anything back from police yet.
No, they won't talk to me, even though they have my child and other people's children. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, I'm with the WCAA and Media Sanctuary.
Yes.
I'm outside. I just showed up. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I'm going to get this on the air
tonight.
And As we walked away from the tumultuous scene, which we had been looking to report on as a fresh incarnation of the early teens Occupy movement conjoined with the growing Black Lives Matter protests, more were streaming into the area despite roadblocks by police vehicles in a growing traffic jam. We heard that the tents had been removed using bulldozers, which we saw in the distance. A fire had started among the tents. Anger was palpable. An hour later, walking home past the standoff as large police vehicles were escorted away from the scene, angry men postured before a stone-faced police in ready positions. The sound of sirens again resounded throughout the South End. It's going to be a long spring. This has been Paul Smart reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.